Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 136 today, verses 10 through 26. Psalm 136, verses 10 through 26. The psalmist goes on and continues, "To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, for his steadfast love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, for his steadfast love endures forever, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his steadfast love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his steadfast love endures forever. To a heritage to Israel as his servant, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever, and rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. He who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever." Here in the second part of this psalm, the worshipers continue their praise of God for his deliverance from their slavery, his provision, his protection, and his giving them the land as an eternal inheritance. Now, that's important. They worship him for his provision, his protection, him removing them from slavery, and giving them the land as an inheritance. You know, we too in the church can worship God for his steadfast love for us by doing the same things for us. He has delivered us from slavery to sin and our salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. He's protecting us and providing for us and the perseverance that he provides for us and the eternal reward that is one day going to be given to us. It's ours already, but one day we'll experience it face to face. In 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 11. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 11. Peter says this, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that's imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it's tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls." And all we can say in response is, "For his steadfast love endures forever." Folks, the Israelites worshiped the Lord and praised him for him delivering them from Egypt in slavery. His protection, his provision, and his reward and inheritance that he gave them in the land. And we too can worship God for our deliverance from slavery to sin. The fact that he's protecting and providing for us and has promised us an eternal reward, a city not made by man's hands, but an eternal city. Yes, we're going to be on the earth for 1,000 years with Jesus as he rules and reigns from Israel and finishes his plan for mankind. But after that, there's the new heaven and the new earth, the eternal state. And we've already been given that. He's promised it to us. He's shown us in the book of Revelation how big and beautiful it's going to be and how he's going to be there. So today, worship him. Thank him for his steadfast love. Thank him for the fact that he spared you slavery to sin and death and hell. And he's providing for you and protecting you. And he has given you an inheritance that is undefiled, not spoiled, kept in heaven for you. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.